And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Saint Louise de Marillac. Louise, who was born in France, lost her mother when she was still a child and her father when she was 15. Her desire to become a nun was discouraged by her confessor and a marriage was arranged. One son was born of this union, but she soon found herself nursing her beloved husband through a long illness that finally led to his death. Louise was fortunate to have a wise and sympathetic spiritual director in St. Francis de Sales, who introduced her to a holy priest that was later become known as St. Vincent de Paul. Only after a long period of time, as St. Vincent de Paul became more acquainted with Louise, did he come to realize that she was the answer to his prayers. She was intelligent and had physical strength and endurance that belied her continually feeble health. The missions he sent her on eventually led to four simple young women joining her. Her rented home in Paris became the training center for those accepted for the service of the sick and poor. Growth was rapid, and soon there was a need for a so-called rule of life, which Louise herself underwent under the guidance of Vincent, who drew up for the Sisters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul, though he preferred Daughters of Charity. Louise was busy helping wherever needed despite her poor health. She travelled throughout France, establishing her community members in hospitals, orphanages and other institutions. At her death on March 15, 1660, the congregation had more than 40 houses in France. 6 months later, St. Vincent de Paul followed her in death. Louise was canonized in 1934 and declared patroness of social workers in 1960. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.